Christian aid worker beheaded in Somalia, and pushback from Tanzania on the issue of the organization of the Islamic Conference.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
J. Seculo Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, J. Seculo.
I will fight.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. 1 week from today, the election for President of the United States will be underway. We'll probably know by this day next week at about 10 o'clock at night who the next president is. We want to talk to you about the election. How do you see the issues developing? What about the role of radical Islam and the play into the election? I'm not talking about Barack Obama's background. I'm talking about the fact that there is an organization called the Organization of the Islamic Conference making some very bold moves at the United Nations. Is the threat from Islam something that should be playing in the elections? Our phone lines open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
It is very interesting, folks, and also troubling as well how much the floodgates have been open since we've been discussing this issue with the Organization of the Islamic Conference and the growth and spread of radical Islam throughout the world, not just the Middle East. It's very interesting to hear from people that we have good relationship with, pastors who work in missions work. Just heard from one of our good friends, Kerry Gordon, out in Iowa after he was listening to one of our programs about a situation going on in Africa that the church has been dealing with and supporting their missionaries. Some good news there. Bad news, out of Tanzania. Tanzania is a country, it's a secular state. It's a third Christian, a third Muslim, and actually a third still based on tribal religion. So a very diverse population. And the top Christian body in Tanzania, the Christian Council of Tanzania, is very troubled and fighting hard because the president and prime minister of Tanzania are trying and petitioning the Organization of the Islamic Conference to join. Now, interestingly, the OIC requires some kind of requirement where there has to be a certain percentage of Muslims in the country that's applying, but they've been a little bit lighter on those restrictions now, and when you include some other territories that Tanzania may or may not have based on some struggles that are still going on, there are some large Muslim areas, and it's including Zanzibar, which is a semi-autonomous island. So if you include that, they then meet the percentage goal.
And they can join OIC.
Right, which, of course, the Christians there are very worried, and it's interesting. Why are they worried? Because of the controversy in the attempts at the UN by the OIC, this is from the news article, to outlaw the defamation of Islam, which of course would affect this very large but still minority Christian population in Tanzania.
We've just had our team up in Washington from Washington in New York. I was just in New York this weekend. Jordan was there as well. We were there yesterday. This issue of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the role it's playing internationally, globally, is significant. It needs to get more attention in this election debate, the threat of radical Islam and how it plays into the election. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get your calls. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We're in a fight to make sure the proclamation of the gospel can stay legal through international law throughout the world, not just domestically. I'm talking about throughout the world. The ramifications are that significant. And our team are deployed at the United Nations. Deployed, of course, our lawyers around the world, including the European Court of Human Rights. So there's a lot of activity in what is a very, very interesting and difficult situation. That is the rise of Islam. Remember, it was Justice Scalia who said America's at war with radical Islamists. Now, interestingly, on that point, this Friday again, part two of the special that we produced out of the United Kingdom. More troubling developments out of the UK, by the way, on this issue of the rise of Islam. Jordan, very quickly, you've got a situation there.
Yeah, this came from our friends at the Christian Institute. We've had their spokespeople on before here. There's now been an official endorsement of Sharia family courts announced in Parliament last week by the junior justice member of the British government. This would mean now that these Sharia courts have abilities to handle family law cases. Women's rights groups are very nervous. We'll talk about it more when we come back from the break.
Boy, folks, a lot to talk about. We'll be taking your calls, but you go to your phones right now. Stand up against this Organization of the Islamic Conference, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Take a stand for freedom, ACLJ.org. You call right now.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ Wireless Service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. We're talking about the election. We're talking about this domination of the issue of Islam and how it plays out. We also need your support. We are fighting aggressively at the United Nations against this defamation of religion. Part two of our TV special will be aired this weekend. You go to your phone right now and you add your name to speak out against this organization of the Islamic Conference. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for your voice to be heard.
Let's go right back to the phones. Ben's calling from Washington on line 5. Ben, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Howie. This concerns me greatly. This is paramount. If someone from the Islamic faith kills or hurts a member of their family under their Sharia law, because they've opened the floodgates, will they be tried under that law? I mean, couldn't they petition the court and say, listen, you let it in children's court, why not let me...
Get the Sharia... They want broad jurisdiction, ultimately, of the Sharia courts. And then you're talking... What you're just talking about, Ben, is called an honor killing, which is a serious, significant problem.
That's right. In the past, the Islamic courts operating... This is in the United Kingdom, not a Muslim country. This is in the UK that we're talking about. Islamic courts have actually been allowed to resolve business and financial disputes, but that was by voluntary arbitration. And that was permitted under English law. Now, the government has endorsed in the UK a Sharia family court system that was announced in Parliament last week by the junior justice minister there. And what this would allow is Muslim courts to rule on family and divorce matters. And of course, that's more controversial because women's roles and women's status within Islam. Will their testimony be given the same weight as men's? So there's a lot of controversy here. But this all stems from the fact that Christian leaders... The Archbishop of Canterbury himself said that the adoption of Sharia law in Britain was inevitable last year. You know, they said inevitable, and here they go adopting it.
Yeah, I mean, this is absurd. This is a monarchy-based government with a form of democracy that is taking Sharia courts and letting them have jurisdiction over family law matters, and that's just the beginning. And folks, this is what we're seeing develop around. I want to give you a global aspect of this. We're seeing this develop all throughout the world. This increasing dominance of Islam. It's playing out in the elections here. It's playing out consistently around the globe. And nobody wants to talk about it. I mean, we're talking about it here, and you're talking about it, but the rest of the media is not talking about it. The fact of the matter is, and I mean this sincerely, we need everyone that's listening to us right now to go to your phones and speak out against this organization of the Islamic Conference. We need to stand with these Christians that are trying to have their voices heard and their life and liberty protected, but we need your help. Everyone that's listening, go to your phones right now, add your name to this petition. We're approaching 95,000 online alone, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Nick's calling from New York on line one. Nick, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Jay. Jay, a couple things.
Sure.
Just quickly, the Islamic thing, as far as I don't understand why the UK is doing this at all. It's supposed to be our allies. So,
well, it's been quickly becoming dominated by an Islamic influence of proportions we've never seen or never anticipated, Nick. It is huge.
Okay. The other thing I would like to ask you, I received a letter from Focus on a Family about Tim Gill, the multi-millionaire homosexual, and he's trying to now get gay marriages approved in New York State. I just want to know, is he a supporter of the Obama campaign?
I have no idea. And the big issue on the redefinition of marriage, of course, is California, where they're saying the polls are very, very close, I guess, and maybe not looking too good right now. But the New York, I have no idea about that letter, and that's not, frankly, right now what I'm focusing on, Nick, is, you know, there's only so much on the election you could do. We're talking about it, obviously, and like I said, we're not endorsing candidates here. We don't do that. But we're talking about the issues. And one issue I'm concerned about right now is this rising tide of Islam and how that plays into our democratic processes here. On the marriage issue in California, it's very, very close right now. The latest polling data, I think, is showing, and Jordan's probably got that information, it's pretty close.
Yeah,
Proposition 8
is very close in California, and it really will be based on the turnout demographics. California, very likely, of course, to go blue for Barack Obama, but Barack Obama doesn't support gay marriage, and probably most of his supporters don't either. So a lot of it depends on the demographics that show up to vote, because it's not a Democrat-Republican issue, and it's also some people get, even people who are against it say, well, I'm not sure I want my state doing this, or the opposite. They may not be as worried about it, but they still don't like the fact that their state would do it. So it could go either way. You never really know. In an election like this, where you know turnout's going to be big with lots of different demographics, exactly what could happen. Let's go back to the phones. Dave's calling from Idaho on line 6. Dave, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys, great job you're doing.
Thanks.
This is a huge concern, and I don't know that if the majority of the Democratic Party realizes that there's other people in other countries that firmly believe that Barack Obama is Muslim. On YouTube, there's about an 8-minute video.
Yeah, but I think the evidence is showing very clearly that he's not. And, Dave, I mean, I'm concerned about the, listen, I am as concerned as anybody in America about the rising influence of Islam. I'm not going to get into saying that Barack Obama is Muslim, because he says he's not, and I take him at his word on that. I understand that people might disagree with me on that, but I think that's where we're getting lost in the trees here. We got to focus in on the issues. Now, we got them to address the issue of judges. I think that was good. But this rising Islamic threat, no one wants to talk about that. Now, it's come up a little bit in the debates. I think it's serious. I think it's significant. We need to continue the focus on that.
It is, folks. And I think here's the question is, how would these candidates approach this
Islam,
issue?
Yep.
Because we have now stories every single day when you look through the news of the new martyrs, which are coming out of the Middle East and Africa, people who are dying for their faith on a daily basis, families being slaughtered, families being torn apart, husbands, wives, sons being killed solely because of their faith. Most who work for aid organizations, most who are just helping to try to feed people, Muslim, Christian, not religious, that doesn't matter. They're just trying to help, and they're being killed in these countries.
And you got to look at the impact that that's going to have, and folks, that's why we're taking such an aggressive stand against the organization of the Islamic Conference. We want you to go with us to the United Nations. That's where we need your help. You go to your phones right now. Stand up against this defamation of religion issue. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, and look at the special this weekend on television. Go to aclj.org and get the information there. But this is a huge issue. Again, if you want to speak out against the organization of the Islamic Conference and stand up for these Christians being persecuted, you call us at 1-877-989-2255.
Rosa is calling from Maine on line 4. Rosa, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, I wanted to express my concern, particularly about Obama being heralded as a messiah within the Muslim world. Farrakhan spoke particularly, he used the word messiah, and I see that this could be really a Trojan horse within our country.
Well, I think he's got to be, look, I think the Democrats are being trying to be very careful on this because, again, we're not endorsing candidates here. That kind of language is not helpful. I made that comment when he was speaking in Europe and you had 200,000, you know, Germans chanting his name. I don't think that helps in an American political system. You know, look, I mean, I think the election is very, very close, to say the least, and it's leaning very much towards right now, clearly, towards Barack Obama. I think every poll has Senator Obama up, even in the battleground states. But the reality is this is going to be a very, very important week for the campaigns generally.
Yeah, I mean, a lot can happen. 7 days, 1 week left. Things can come out. Comments can be made. Mistakes can be made. Information can come out that hasn't come out in the past. But if you look at everything right now, and we try to look at it on a daily basis, we're able to do that since we're on radio each day leading up. But if you look at it right now, very tough. And I'll quote Karl Rove here, an uphill battle, steep uphill battle for John McCain. Not quoting a Democratic strategist, but quoting Karl Rove. Let's go right back to the phones. Todd from South Carolina, online three. Todd, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Todd.
Thank you for letting me call.
Sure.
And I noticed on the world news recently in Haiti, there's over 800,000 people that are basically devastated. They have no drinking water. They have no place to use the restroom. I was wondering which party, as far as Democrat or Republican, would be helpful to these people like they have been the Iraqi people spending $33 million a day in Iraq.
Look, I think this is an issue that transcends politics. And I think same thing, by the way, with this organization of the Islamic Conference. I thought when you got people suffering, Todd, I think that you've got to look at these issues that are transcendent. And this is one of those transcendent issues. I mean, in my mind, there's no doubt about it. This is a transcendent issue of reaching and helping people in need. Now, it's not getting the attention it needs to get. It did get attention, by the way, at Rick Warren's forum, his civil forum that was done in August. But Lord knows, that does seem like a lifetime ago. I mean, it just seems like a long, long time ago. It's not getting the attention it should right now.
No, and we know why. When the economy dips, people stop, you know, they start worrying about themselves more.
Sure.
And giving to aid organizations and things like that lessens the increase in helping others around the world. It lessens as well for good or for ill, depending on where you are politically. But another tough thing, Todd, is the Caribbean itself in general. You mentioned Haiti, but around those countries, they're getting support, a lot of support from Hugo Chavez in Cuba. But we're going to see lots of interesting gas prices are going back down. Hugo Chavez is in an economic crisis. Iran is about to go into an economic crisis. You just don't know exactly where these developing, really the third world here in the Caribbean, but very close to the United States, and also important that we work through many of those governments who are corrupt to make sure the people get the aid. And I know that's a big problem in Haiti, is making sure the aid trickles down to the actual people.
Well, I think it's good. Look, these are huge issues with gigantic repercussions, and we're going to keep everybody posted. Folks, as we go to the breaks, you go to your phones. We got to stand up against this organization of the Islamic Conference, and we need your help. Here's the number. Everyone that's listening to me, help us defeat this. We're going to have to do it in December, which means we got to build the support now. 1-877-989-2255 to stand up for Christians worldwide. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
Well, let's go to Jerry calling from Wisconsin on line one. Jerry, welcome to JCCU Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. We really can't allow courts like this in America happening one day in courts in the UK. People won't voluntarily choose this. I mean, women will be forced into the Sharia courts. I'm not a Christian, I'm a humanist, but I would be aghast at anything like this in America.
But but Jerry, you know, on the situation when it comes to you're talking about the women being forced into the courts, it's exactly that is what's happening, and they are objecting, but they're putting these family courts in place. And I think this transcends every single, for people, freedom-loving people anywhere. I think it's that dangerous and that significant. And the courts, using the family courts, you're right, that's exactly the first threshold, foothold in, that's very, very significant.
Well, we already know that there is a problem with the treatment of women in many Islamic communities, especially new immigrants to these Western countries like the UK, where you take with you some of what your local custom. Of course, in the West, some of those local customs are very offensive to the traditional notions of human rights and equality between the sexes. Here, what women's rights groups are very nervous about is that the testimony of when the husband and the wife go together for a divorce, that the testimony of the husband will be given much more weight. This, of course, shields over the fact that there's a lot of abuse situations when it comes down to it, and how will these courts respond. But it's very troubling when you have the Archbishop of Canterbury, really the head of the Anglican Church, who said that he believes that the adoption of Sharia law in Britain was inevitable, and that most senior judge in England's court said that parts of Sharia law could have a role to play in the legal system. Actually, this week on the broadcast, when we take you back to the UK, we talk about this issue specifically, these comments that have come out of UK church leaders about the support and the adoption of Sharia law in the United Kingdom. Let's go back to the phones. Brad's calling from Ohio on line four. Brad, welcome to JCCU Live.
Yeah, welcome to the broadcast, Brad.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Good.
This is Pastor Neon with Trinity Drive Christian Motorcycle Club. And I just wanted to say, Christians need to wake up. What's going on in these other countries like UK, it can very easily come to the United States. I firmly believe that our Christian freedom is coming to an end in this country.
Well, I think we got to be vigilant in protecting it, Brad, because the fact of the matter is this threat with Islam is significant. It's got global reach, and we are very, very concerned. So concerned that we have deployed our staff from Washington to New York. They just got back. Jordan and I just got back from New York. Our staff in Europe has been going to Geneva. These are big issues with a lot going on and a lot at stake. And again, folks, if you want to stand up against this threat from Islam, you need to join us in saying no to this defamation of religion prohibition that they want to put in, which means you can't talk against Islam. That's the only, by the way, only religion that's protected by this. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Let's go back to the phones. Belinda from Massachusetts on line five. Belinda, welcome to JCCU Live.
Hi, Belinda.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you for this outlet. I'm a registered Democrat, but at times I vote Republican. And I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for this outlet. God bless you and your ministry. I know that we don't always agree.
Sure.
But
that's America.
But I appreciate what you're doing, and I support you 100% on this issue.
All right. Well, thanks. We appreciate that, Belinda. Look, we're trying to give it to you as we see it. We're calling you as we see them. We're getting, of course, a lot of questions coming in about the election, how all this plays in. I think all of these global issues are significant in this election, and we've got it. We're naive if we think that it's not. And I appreciate you listening, and it's okay to disagree. That's what makes America great.
There are 24 aid workers killed in Somalia this year. These are people who go into Somalia to provide food, clothing, basic rudimentary needs to the Somali people and, of course, to the refugee camps there. One was beheaded last month specifically for converting from Islam to Christianity. This is someone who was an aid worker. He was attacked by militants, Islamic militants, intercepted, taken into a town. And listen to what this group did. They went into the Somali town, said that they were going to give the town a feast. A feast. Now, you know Somalia. If someone comes and says, we're bringing you a feast, these are people in dire conditions. That's a good thing. And it happens there. There's aid organizations that do this. So it's not a totally uncommon thing. They gather the town. Now, in Somali tradition, that would mean they would slaughter a goat. And that's what would typically happen, is that in front of everyone, they would slaughter the goat, roast the goat, and then eat the goat. They pull out this Christian aid worker who was a convert from Islam in front of the town, pull back his head, chant a couple of times, Allah Akbar, and cut his head off right in front of the town. And these are the kind of fights that these Christian aid organizations are fighting across the world, and why it is important. Because many of these countries with the organization of the Islamic Conference get a pass when these kind of activities happen, saying we can't control these what happens in these radical territories. But these are people who are being killed, their heads cut off in the middle of town, in front of townspeople who are lied to. So think about all the people who are affected by this. Of course, the person who was killed, but also the children who were brought before to see someone's head cut off and then being told that if you become a Christian, this is what happens to you. This is why we have to fight against the defamation of religion, this language that the OIC is putting forth, the UN, because we need to be able to go into the towns and tell these people not to be scared. We have to be able to fight. We have to be able to stand there, and we have to be able to have a presence in these Christian aid groups who have the ability and have the wherewithal to go into these countries, even after their workers continue to be killed, need to still be able to do that without being afraid of not just being killed by Islamic groups, but being afraid of breaking some UN human rights law, which is exactly what the OIC is trying to propose, which is why you've got to stand up and fight. We cannot cover every one of these stories that is coming through every day now through the news. And this law, this language from the OIC would make it not only something that would be you could be killed for doing this aid work, but you could be prosecuted by the government because you were a Christian aid worker now, already taking that risk. You've got to stand up, folks. 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number to stand with us and put an end to this defamation of religion fight. But it's going to be a big fight at the UN. It's going up through December, folks. And we've got to have a strong coalition of people. But you heard from Tanzania. You hear from the church leaders there. You hear about these stories coming out of Somalia, how big of an issue this is. These aid workers who are willing to go into these countries need to be able to go into these countries without the fear of being prosecuted. Of course, they've got the fear of being killed, but without the fear of being prosecuted and held by the government for defaming Islam. Call right now, folks, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Bruce is calling from Colorado on line 3. Bruce, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Thanks.
Yeah, my question kind of relates to just what you were discussing in that, you know, I see the violent way that things in Islam are acted out, you know, with their beliefs, and yet they're trying to declare the message of Christianity criminal. And my one, what I'm thinking about this is, isn't all this kind of a smokescreen for just world domination with Islam?
Oh, absolutely. Not even a smokescreen. They're pretty blatant about this. I mean, this is not a coexistence mentality. This is a, without a doubt in my view, this is a domination mentality. That's what we're dealing with.
You know, it's interesting. When you look at dictatorial regimes, totalitarian regimes, what's the first thing you do? You disarm your opponents before you try to take power so that the opposition has no weapons. What is Christianity's weapon? It's words. It's mouths. It's the individuals who take the gospel there. It's not guns. But
right.
It's the same strategy. if we shut you up, this is what the OIC is saying, if we make it where you can't go into this country without even the fear, of course, of persecution and being killed as a missionary, but if you can't go there because we'll hold you at the border and prosecute you as a criminal because you're a Christian and going there for that purpose, that's the first strategy in taking over areas, slowly and without as much violence. You shut down, you take your opponent's weapons away, and the weapons of Christianity are words and voices.
Jordan's absolutely correct, folks, and I can't give you a better reason than that to stand up against the Organization of the Islamic Conference. Join with us on this. Here's the phone number. Everyone listening to me, call this number now, 1-877-989-2255. You're going to stand for freedom here. We need your help. 1-877-989-2255. You can also get information, sign up online at aclj.org, but you call right now, 1-877-989-2255.